A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
Megan kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号教书匠小夏。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Hello, and once again, on the very second day of 2019, we are back again. This is 夏鹏。在2019年的第二天，我们再次相聚。祝各位同学 Happy New Year for 2019. And today I'm going to bring you the news about English Foreign Office received a lot of bizarre phone calls during 2018. And those phone calls are very interesting, and we're going to take a close look at what they are.
今天给大家带来的这一则新闻呢，是关于英国的外交部啊，它驻外呢会有一个紧急的使馆联络热线。而在2018年，很多奇葩的问题在当中被问了出来。那么新闻内容具体怎样呢？我会给大家首先朗读一遍这则新闻。另外在这还要给大家再去公布一个消息，就是我们的夏说英文晨读的这款小程序，由于一定的原因，我们无法再做这个系统层面上的更新，而且很有可能会下架。所以呢，如果大家想一直跟我们去练习夏说英文晨读的话呢，大家现在可以关注我们的公众微信号夏说英文晨读。
But don't panic, we will always be with you. 大家千万不用担心啊，我们会一直伴随大家左右。包括在喜马拉雅上，大家仍然还能听到我们的节目。Alright, so without further ado, I'm going to read the news for you. Are you ready? Let's go. Questions about vampires in Poland and vegetarian sausages.Among the most bizarre phone calls made to consular staff, the Foreign Office has said. It has compiled the strangest calls from Britons abroad in 2018, in a bid to remind people its helpline is meant to be used in an emergency. It received more than 330,000 calls from people asking for help.
Alright, 那么新闻已经听完了，我们就带着大家一起再过一遍啊。Questions about vampires in Poland and vegetarian sausages.
Among the most bizarre phone calls made to consular staff, the Foreign Office has said.
这句话还是典型的这个新闻构句的方式。The Foreign Office has said 放在了后面来表示这个消息源。Foreign Office 呢，在这里表示的意思呢，就是外交办公室，或者我们直接可以把它理解成为叫驻外的一个领馆。那么读的时候注意一下，有一个连读 Foreign Office 而不是 Foreign Office。这个 linking 连读一直来讲都是中国同学在发音当中一个很大的问题，因为咱们中国人在说话的时候实际连读形态不是那么的多。
The Foreign Office. So if you would like to improve your English pronunciation, don't forget to subscribe our program
in 喜马拉雅。我们在喜马拉雅上会有同步的这样的发音的课程，就是夏说英文晨读暴虐版。
So if you're interested, do not forget to subscribe it.
OK, 那么往前看、Questions about vampires in Poland.
Here, vampires, if you read a lot of vampire novels or the so-called the vampire diaries,
如果你经常看这种比如说像这个吸血鬼日记啊，或者吸血鬼类的小说，这个词应该不陌生，它表示意思就是吸血鬼啊 ,vampires.
Vampires in Poland 表示在波兰的这个吸血鬼 and vegetarian sausages.
在这里 vegetarian 表示的意思就是素食主义者啊，专门吃素的人叫 vegetarian.
However,There's a strict description of a certain type of a vegetarian. They only eat vegetable and they don't even eat milk and eggs.、
还有专门的一种就是吃的特别特别素的，是连这个蛋和奶都不吃的，这些人叫 vegan.
So vegetarians are those who don't eat meat, but vegan are those who only eat vegetables, herbs, and they don't even touch upon the eggs and also milks.、
所以在这里可以看到这个 vegetarian.
I always remember this word because it's very useful. If you go abroad, and if you are real a vegetarian, and you go through the menu, you need to pay attention. Sometimes
You need to see a little V there, usually printed in green. 啊，经常是那个绿色打一个小标记写个 V, 这个 V 代表的就是 vegetarian, vegetarian food, 代表的就是素食主义者的这个菜 vegetarian food, and sausage, 我们都知道表示香肠的意思。So what is vegetarian sausage? You have to use certain types of animal parts, I would say parts, quotation mark,to contain those ingredients to make sausages, right? 就是如果你要是真正去做香肠的话，你怎么肯定都得用动物的肠吧，对吧？那这个 vegetarian sausages 到底是怎么样去做的？这个问题呢，和前面的这个 vampires in Poland are among the most bizarre phone calls made to consular staff, 是最最奇葩的。以后我们讲就是奇葩怎么讲，你当然可以说叫 strange, 在这里还可以学一个词叫 bizarre,Most bizarre phone calls, 他们直接就打电话，最奇葩的电话 made to consular staff. Consular, 表示的意思呢就是领事馆的啊，叫 consular staff, 给领事馆的这些员工们打电话。哎 ,hello, I would like to ask questions about vampires in Poland. Oh, can you tell me something about vegetarian sausages? 是吧，是最奇怪的问题。Hey, this is very bizarre question. 然后这是 the foreign office 表达的。再往后看。It has compiled the strangest calls from Britons abroad in 2018 in a bit to remind people its helpline is meant to be used in an emergency. 那么他之所以做这件事情 ,it 指代的就是 the Foreign Office, has compiled, compile 这个词呢表示的意思就是编撰或者是编辑。其实 pile 这个词本身的含义就是堆儿，一堆东西，两堆东西，把什么东西堆起来叫 pile. For example, there's a veryvernacular expression, a very vulgar expression, 有一个特别就是下里巴人的表达，说这是一坨便便啊，叫 a pile of shit, 是吧，你就能知道这个 pile 表示一堆的意思。So compile means put it all together, and we can roughly translate it into Chinese, like 编撰啊。It has compiled the strangest calls. 他们把整个的这个最奇怪的电话们都整理了一下，你可以用这个词叫 pile, compile, 整理了一下。From Britons abroad, 这个 Britain 其实就是 Brits, 英国人 English people, British people, Britons abroad, 在海外2018年打过来的最奇怪的电话。那么他们为什么做呢？后面有个表示目的的词，一般的表示目的我们可以说 in order to or directly to, and here we can learn another word, in a bit to, 也表示尝试 in an attempt to, 都可以表示尝试的意思。 bit 这个词本身就表示申请和尝试嘛，对吧，去干什么呢？ Remind people, 要去提醒人们。This very kind reminder, remind, 如果我们后面加一个 ER, reminder, 就是提醒的内容。或者我们可以讲 very kind tips, okay? So remind here, 提醒啊，去提醒人们 it's helpline, 我们讲这个 helpline 就是帮助热线啊，或者是求助热线就可以翻叫 helpline。我经常看到有这种画蛇添足的方法叫 help hotline, 啊，这个 hotline 的确就是热线的意思。But you don't need to translate like hotline, you would directly say helpline. 那么在这儿另外教一个 line 的这个用法啊，叫 landline, land, L-A-N-D, land, landline. What is landline? 就是我们现在讲的叫有线电话啊，或者叫座机啊，叫 landline. Because usually we use cellular phones, we use mobile phones. Currently, very few people use landlines, but landline still that, 如果你讲这个座机电话就是 landline, 打地上的线啊。好， this helpline is meant to be used, 在这里有一个非常好的用法叫 be meant to be, is meant to be used, 在这里就是原本意味上它是干什么的啊，它跟现实正好有一个反差之处，其实是表现一个东西的作用。For example,English is meant to be used to communicate rather than to take exams. 英语本身最早的用法对吧，实际是为了去沟通而不是为了去考试。Meant to be 怎么样的一个用法，就是原本用作于是怎么样的。原本这个电话用作的本意是 in an emergency, 是紧急状况的时候你去用。In an emergency, emergency 表示就是紧急状态，紧急状况。出事的时候那赶紧拿起这个 helpline。But people use this helpline to ask very bizarre questions. 这个抢占了公众资源了，从某些层面上。你们读的时候还是要注意一个连读 ,in an emergency, 不是 in an emergency. 很多同学说夏老师我为什么这个英文读出来总是感觉在蹦字儿，一个音一个音往外 ,in an emergency, 是吧，那读的时候要注意英语它是有大量的连读还有轻重音在里的 ,in an, in an, 都是轻的 ,in an emergency。
重音落在这个 mer 上面，调子就出来了。 OK, one more time. In an emergency, in an emergency, in an emergency, right? So if you really want to improve, 我的发音课可能跟别人讲的不一样，我不会去讲啊，音标应该怎么样。我们的暴虐程度就是带着大家去做各种各样的 linking 啊，弱读啊，那这样你英文自然而然就读得地道了， right? In an emergency, 在紧急状态之中啊，拿来打电话的。OK, 我们再来往下看啊。He received more than 330,000 calls from people asking for help. Receive 这个词表示接到了电话。多少个电话呢？ More than 330,000, 超过33万部电话。啊，33万个电话打进来了，超过这个值。然后见到数字，很多同学读的时候一见数字啊，紧张，不要紧张。我们以前教过读数字英语的方法。其实那个逗号非常有用啊。每次我们看这个外国人怎么是三位打一个逗号。这个逗号其实就是一个数字单位，你见到的第一个逗号就是 thousand, 见到第二个逗号是 million, 第三个逗号是 billion, 你不信回去你自己标一下啊。只要有了逗号前面就非常好读了，因为它前面最多也就是三位，你就按百位来读，再加上那个逗号的数字单位就好了。所以你见到这个根本不着急，为什么？前面330总会读吧， 330, 逗号 thousand 加上去就好了，对吧？ 330,000 calls from people asking for help, 啊。Asking for help 在后面做的是一个后置定语，表示寻求帮助的人们啊，总共打了超过33万次求助电话。但是当中呢 ，They ask some very bizarre questions, including vampires in Poland and vegetarian sausages. OK, 这就是我们今天给大家讲解的这个内容。千万不要忘了，我们的小程序呢，可能因为一些你懂的原因，面临着有可能会被下线的情况。所以，如果 if you want to still keep in touch with us.And try to learn English because we are not going to give up. We're still going to hold our ground. So try to subscribe our WeChat public account. 你可以关注我们的微信公众号，就是下说英文程度。All right. Thank you very much for listening for today's program and see you guys next time. Bye for now. Questions about vampires in Poland and vegetarian sausages are among the most bizarre phone calls made to consular staff.The Foreign Office has said. It has compiled the strangest calls from Britons abroad in 2018 in a bid to remind people its helpline is meant to be used in an emergency. It received more than 330,000 calls from people asking for help.